It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am glad to have this next guest on the line, Celeste Yvonne. She has a page that you need to be checking out when it comes to parenting, relationships, mental health, and sober living. I reached out to her to come on The Mark White Show, and she is here today. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Celeste Yvonne.
Thank you, Mark. I'm so glad to be here.
You know, one of the things that is at the top of my list to talk about is the Ultimate Mom Challenge that you have. And I know that you have many followers who follow your journey and whatamom.com and the Sober Mom Squad. You have so many things happening. What is this mom challenge that you have, Celeste?
Well, one thing I write about very openly is my decision to quit drinking. And that was about 3 years ago. I didn't hit a rock bottom like you might envision in the movies or in Hollywood, but I felt like on the inside I was really breaking from my destructive use of alcohol and my toxic relationship with alcohol. And I realized that alcohol just was not serving me in both my life, my health, and my parenting. And I chose to quit, and I write a lot about that journey. And one of the reasons I think people enjoy following me is I write about the journey in real time and through my progression and the challenges of it, but also the beauty of it and the growth I see from inside and watching my children grow as a sober mom. There's been so many beautiful moments. And I just think about all the times I might have missed if I was spending this time numbing myself out like I used to be, trying to really cope with wine or alcohol to get through some of the hardships that I was facing mentally.
Celeste, I'm really impressed at the different media outlets who have allowed you to have airtime and print time, whether that's Us Weekly, Yahoo Lifestyle, Today, Upworthy, Good Morning America, we know as GMA, Board Panda, Refinery 29. How does it make you feel that you've been given this platform to be able to share your own personal journey?
It's humbling, absolutely. I think that people genuinely want to hear open, honest, relatable stories. And right now we live in a time where everything's filtered and a lot of people post things on social media where we don't get the whole side. We don't get the true story. We just see the highlights and we really miss out on what really happened on that vacation or what's really happening in that family or on that parenthood journey. And I think perhaps that's why I have had success in my writing is people find it a breath of fresh air for me to tell the real stories and to be open and honest and just speak the truth and kind of do the raw real side of parenting and the raw real side of sobriety and recovery. And I think that's kind of the popularity in my writing has shown that that people are tired of the filters and they're tired of only getting the highlights of social media. People want to see vulnerability.
There is something liberating, I believe, to the fact that people may be thinking exactly what you're thinking. And when you're willing to take that step and share what you're thinking, then you find people who are like-minded and are interested in what you're saying because they wanted to be able to put it in words like you just did.
100%. There's nothing scarier than writing your words down and pushing publish and praying that somebody doesn't respond, "You're crazy." Right? But more often than not, people respond, "I thought I was the only one." And I think that really speaks to our humanity. There's so much of what we're going through, especially in parenting and in motherhood, is really relatable. But right now, in our lives, we aren't encouraged to share the hard truths of motherhood. On Instagram and on Facebook, we share the highlights and the cute moments, and we get photographers and take pretty pictures that look really pretty, but we don't see the messy parts of it. And I think that can really feel isolating sometimes. So when we do see other people that are being vulnerable, it does feel good to be able to reach out and say, "Me too. I connect with that. That I feel the same way." And I think that's how people feel when I am able to say some of these things and they can relate to the exact same thing.
No one wants to feel inadequate, right, Celeste?
No.
And I think that maybe sometimes when we put out there what the raw, real life is, it can make us feel inadequate because we do look around and say, well, they've got it going on and I don't. Even with what we're facing right now with this hybrid virtual learning where parents are finding themselves in a unique situation trying to teach their children from home, they may feel inadequate and just not share about it because they may see others and think, well, they have really done a great job handling this situation when the truth is maybe they're not handling it as well as you think they might.
Right. We just don't, it's so hard when we aren't speaking up and being open and honest. We don't know how everyone's doing. And then when many of us are staying home and isolating ourselves, we really don't know. So we think that all of our friends are doing this and doing it well while we are just barely getting by, but we really have no idea. And I think with my own sobriety, that was sort of how I was for quite a while. I looked like I was doing really well in my motherhood journey, and I showed great pictures of me with my kids and how happy I was. But on the inside, and when people weren't looking, I was really turning to alcohol in secret to kind of wind down and to cope with really the loneliness and the challenges of doing something that was really hard for me and something that was not intuitive for me at all. But I thought and I felt shameful that it wasn't intuitive. I thought motherhood should be more intuitive. And I think right now during the pandemic, when we are trying to figure this new normal out, it's hard for us to speak out and say, this is not only is this not easy, this is not sustainable. I don't know how much longer I can do this because we don't know how people will respond to us. We're afraid people are going to look at us and say, well, I'm doing it fine. You know, what's wrong with you? And that's what's so scary about it. And I get that. But what I have found is by being raw and vulnerable and saying what's on my mind, however scary, I always get feedback saying, me too. There's always people who relate. And I think that is just part of, in the world we're living in, people get it. Like, people will connect. We are never alone. There are other people who feel the exact same way that we do. And we just have to recognize that and reach out when we need help, and reach out when we need support, especially when we need support.
Yes, exactly. And there are people who are ready to hear your message, and then there are those who are maybe later. And we have to hang in there with the maybe later people and know that right now there are people who want to hear the message, and they're the ones you're talking to for the immediate. But in the long term, there may be somebody who picks up on a message, say a year, 2 years, even 5 years or later, and says, that is actually talking to me. And they realize it at a certain point in their life that maybe they didn't earlier.
Yeah, I get messages. I think I just got one yesterday from someone who said, I have been following you for over a year, and I decided yesterday to quit drinking.
Wow.
So something I said over a year ago finally clicked with them a whole year later. So I think, and that is essentially how our minds work. It takes time for us to process things. And with time and with education and with our environment, things click into place when we're ready. And I think that's perfect. That's the way it's supposed to happen.
Yes, and not sell people short that they can't overcome maybe whatever challenge they feel like they're in the middle of right now. But there is a time and there is an opening when maybe there is an opportunity for some of these messages to reach them. One of the things that resonated with me, Celeste, about your own personal story, I was raised with alcoholism in my family. I saw the effects of alcoholism, and early on, I decided that that wasn't going to be a part of my life. And I know that you shared a story about your own father finding the bottles, and you were very aware, just like I was of my own father, of the drinking issue that he had. What effect did it have on you, Celeste? I want you to share that with listeners.
Yes, growing up as a child of an alcoholic obviously has a very strong, heavy, it will always carry a heavy piece and a part of me. And for a long time, I thought I could use what I learned from my father and his own experience as tools to keep me from falling down that same path. But what I realized, and it took me longer than I thought it would, is that alcoholism and addiction is a spectrum, and it is not a light switch that switches on, that it is a slow progression, and that my father did not decide at some point that he was just going to choose addiction over his family. But addiction and alcohol chose that for him. And that's something that I had to realize after, you know, many years of reflection and forgiveness, that addiction is not a choice. And this is something that nobody in their right mind would ever choose alcohol over their own family. And that's something that my father and I had to come to terms with many years ago, and we did. But then in my own journey, I started to find myself going down a very similar path, thinking that as long as I stayed within the rules of avoiding my father's path, I would be fine. But that's not how addiction works. and addiction's sneaky. It's going to, as long as you are drinking alcohol in a toxic way, you are putting yourself at risk. And that's where I fell into the trap. And now I see it clearly. But for most of my life, I did not see that. And all I know now, you know, my dad is gone, but I am so grateful to him because it was through his journey that I am now able to live in sobriety and to know that he would be so proud of me, that I am here with my family, that I am sober, and that I will never drink again. And I am doing this for him, and I'm doing this through him. And I truly believe I'm doing this with him because he's watching me, and I'm grateful for everything he gave me, even the hard times, because it helped me to get to where I am today.
Celeste, you're giving me chills because that is exactly the reason that my show exists, the Mark White Show. I am Mark Anthony White Jr. I am junior to Mark Anthony White Sr., who's no longer here with us. But my show would not exist without my dad and the challenges that he faced, the expressions of love that he gave to me, even in times where it may be more difficult to do that. He didn't raise me. My grandparents did. But I knew that my dad loved me. I knew that he had challenges that were beyond his strength. I still looked at him as my hero. I lost him, and I realized the brevity of life, and I decided that I wanted to take an action that helped as many people as possible, whether it was through a subject like addiction or another subject, and try to bring comfort to people who are facing certain battles in their life. I certainly am right there with you when it comes to the fact that a parent can be intertwined into exactly what you do every single day. It can be an amazing driving force when it comes to how we are able to function as people and help people, because we have an understanding of what people are going through and we are empathetic to those situations, sometimes sympathetic. It gives us a better understanding of how to be able to interact with people who are having a difficult time.
Oh, exactly. 100%.
Celeste, let's take a quick break because I don't want people tripping on the past. I don't want them to trip on things from the past. I want people to be able to move forward with a clear path. And I believe that you have some tools that can help people do that. Will you stick with me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Folks, we are talking to Celeste Yvonne. She's an author. We are talking about many things here, one of which, the Ultimate Mom Challenge, you can find, and whatamom.com. Go to the website. Founder of the Sober Mom Squad in Reno, Nevada, and we're having a conversation that I believe will be helpful to somebody. Maybe it's you right now. I hope that you're listening and that some of the messages that are contained within this conversation are resonating with you, and I hope that you'll share this with your friends. Let them know about this special show. Invite them to come on during the break to listen to this message. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. Or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Love matter is the game I play. I'll never reach you any other way. So I send this one thought to you every day. Guess who loves you? Somebody loves you.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. It was grandmother's birthday yesterday. She would have been 87 years old. And of course, this segment is named in her honor because she loved the good deeds. She loved hearing about good deeds that people are doing in people's lives to make a difference in their lives. And I enjoyed her feedback when I would come back home from the show and she would tell me I needed to go a little longer with that, or she liked that particular subject and hoped that I would talk about it a little more. And right now I have Celeste Yvonne on the line, and her good deed to me is making a difference through spreading a raw but real message with people and allowing them to be a part of her journey and her life, having an effect on them in a positive way so that they see some of the things that are going on in their life to make some changes and to improve as people. We're always improving. We're never going to get perfect. Nobody out there that's listening right now is perfect, but we can always improve. Correct, Celeste?
Correct. We always have something to work on, don't we?
I have something to work on every single day, and I have people that tell me that too.
So it's not necessarily a bad thing to have people tell you, you make it work on this. If I'm in the right frame of mind, I'm good to go. But as you said, you know, when you put your words out there, you're not looking for people to be confrontational with you. You're not out there to make people angry, but to give them some reality. And as I said, maybe it's not time for them to handle it and they just don't know it yet. But we have to still be able to put out real truths into the world, let people who can process it, process it.
Yes. And what I always say is all I can do is share my story. And you can't argue with someone's story. And if someone's going to find an argument with their story, then obviously they need to look back at what the bigger message is that they're upset about. But all I can do is share my own story and see if someone can find encouragement or empowerment through that. And what I have found is people do. So I keep sharing, and I'll keep sharing as long as people keep telling me that my stories and my messages are helpful.
I want listeners to know how to connect with you, Celeste. I want them to have all the tools that they need so that they can follow this journey, to hear your messages, and for it to have an effect on their life. I know that there's several different outlets and ways that people can follow you, but let's just open that up. Whatever you want to share with people, how they can connect, please share that with listeners now.
Yeah. So I share my writing on Facebook and Instagram at the Ultimate Moms Challenge. And we also just launched a support group, and it's just for moms who either are in recovery or they have a toxic relationship with alcohol. And that's on Instagram called the called Sober Mom Squad. So check that out. That's a new group. And we're really proud of that because we have weekly and daily meetings. We've got tools and resources. And it's specifically for moms who have a toxic relationship with alcohol. But yeah, if you're looking for just my writing and my story, you can find those on my social media. And I try to share a little bit every day, what I'm thinking about, what I'm doing, parenting as a sober mom, the challenges I face, encouragement, and everything in between. It's a daily process. And during COVID, it's a totally different ballgame. Everything changed during COVID for all of us. And if you are trying to navigate a sober journey during this, it has absolutely changed your routines and your structure. So that was one of the main reasons why me and some other women founded the Sober Mom Squad, is a lot of other moms went to us saying that they were looking for additional support. A lot of people in recovery lost their support groups overnight when we all went into self-quarantine. And we saw the online alcohol industry grew 250% in April and May. I mean, wow. Something so exorbitant that it was just a really challenging time for everybody, and for women and moms, parents whose kids got sent home and now they're learning how to homeschool while some of them still had day jobs. It was challenging for everybody. So we tried to listen to that feedback from our followers and create this support group, which is where the Sober Mom Squad was created out of. And it's been so inspirational and successful that we built it out into a whole platform.
Obviously, Celeste, we don't know what we don't know. You are in the right place at the right time because you were able to have people reach out to you and let you know what was going on in their life and some places that you could actually expand what you were already doing to try to help. So you are in a unique position. And I'm going to tell you, Celeste, your father is very proud of you. You are carrying on a legacy that started with a negative and moving forward with a positive. And that's the way I like to feel that the Mark White Show is doing, because I loved my dad. And we also came to a resolution with his situation, and he did overcome alcoholism with a lot of strength and courage that it took, bravery to do that. One of the things when my father passed away that I wanted to make sure that I had was his Alcoholics Anonymous coin. And I keep those coins as a reminder of what my father's challenges were. We all have those things in our life that we can all look at ourselves and really look at ourselves more than we look at other people and say, what can Mark White improve about himself? What can Celeste Yvonne improve about herself? When we do that, we have a more powerful effect on other people than if we're looking at other people's issues and not improving ourselves.
Thank you, Mark. I really felt my father in your words just now. So that was beautiful. I think one thing I really, that when I became a mom, one thing that really resonated for me was, what kind of legacy do I want to leave for my kids? And what kind of life do I want to inspire in them? People always say lead by example. My first few years as a mother, I really was ashamed of the life I was living and leading by example. And it wasn't the life that I would choose for my own children. And I think that's, for me, what really helped me set the stage for, if it's not worthy of my children, why is it worthy of me? That's a big push for me for why I chose to try a sober lifestyle and see what this would look like for me and my family. And looking back, it was the best choice I've ever made. And it felt scary, and I wasn't sure what this was going to look like or which way this was going to go. But I knew that I couldn't keep going the direction I was going and expect things to stay the way they were. I knew something was going to happen and it wasn't going to be good if I stayed and continued drinking at the rate I was going. So when I decided to quit drinking and I made that change, I went into it scared and white knuckled, but it was a beautiful choice and something I will never, ever, ever regret. And I think it is probably the bravest thing I've ever done. Perhaps the greatest thing I've ever done for my children as well.
You have me smiling right now because I can sense the joy in your voice of the change that happened. And I want other people to be able to experience that same feeling. And I want them to be able to look back on their life and smile. Whatever challenge they faced, whatever obstacle they had to overcome, to be able to smile, to know that they were able to overcome it and to live life in their own way without some of the weights that bring us down.
Today is a new chance at living the life you want to live. And it doesn't have to go on if you don't want it to. I know it feels like a heavy weight that is chaining you down, and you will not believe it, but the key has been in your hand this whole time, and the key is in sobriety, and that's the beautiful thing. So I want to inspire others with that message too, because I don't think people hear it often enough.
You're doing it right now, and I really appreciate the fact that you've spent time with me and my listeners here on the Mark White Show today, Celeste. Let's stay connected. Obviously, you have a very important vehicle that needs to be shared with others, and I'm going to try to help you share what you're doing with my listeners and continue to share it with my followers so that they can follow your journey, Celeste, and improve their lives. And we'll all improve at the same time, won't we?
Thank you, Mark. Yes, I think your story is so important too, and your vehicle is extremely inspirational.
Well, thank you again, Celeste, and I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you. Thank you to everyone. Have a great day.
Folks, I want you to check out Celeste Yvonne. I want you to go to the Ultimate Mom Challenge. I want you to go to the website and whatamom.com. She is the founder of Sober Mom Squad, which is a new group that you can be part of. Celeste is really trying to make an effort to make a difference in your life, and I hope that you will allow Celeste, with her messages, her words, to be able to have an effect on you, a positive effect. That's the whole goal of the Mark White Show, is to find these difference makers and allow their stories to have an effect on us so that we find ways to make a difference ourselves in our own life and the life of others. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherie Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello, Kyla. I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.